Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call in Coach. They call in Doc. They call him Low. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. The host, and I'm so excited because I had the music going earlier, the host of Balling with the Doc. And it is truly a great opportunity coming for you on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're proud to say that. Balling with the Doc focused on sports, but it's a show with swag. So we're going to talk about some things within the historical black colleges and universities, the high school and middle school athletics in the Southeast, and also include your Power Five. We have a coach's corner we think is awesome. We try to focus on all the things in relation to the coach's corner on the Power Five level. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then actually your location, and you can chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith as we get ready to make it do what it's due. See, it's exciting to be here because, see, when we have the opportunity to be the number one radio internet station, which is WBSW, with the voice of the Smith Way production, excited because we're using each one of the networks, social media sites that we have available to us to share what we're doing. We added a new one. We're broadcasting from a new one today. That's Rumpley. So I'm excited about having that. So we really don't have a real hound no more, and Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith will be the hound you'll see on that. But we're broadcasting live from Rumpley. And that is just truly a great opportunity. We have had a chance to broadcast live from Twitter, which is now X. We got an opportunity. Today is broadcasting. We got people wanting to join, but we're not getting anybody right now. So we're going to get this show started. So thank you so much for wanting to be a part of it. We also have an opportunity for you to email us. You can email us at WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23 at gmail.com. Coming around a little bit today, but I'm going to get it together. We want you to, again, call and be a part of the show. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line because I'm going to identify you with the last four digits of your cell. Also, you can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/BSW Internet Talk Radio. We're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporation, that's Zeta Phi Sigma with underscore 10. Also, Larissa D. Smith 15, that's a Twitter account that from time to time we attempt to broadcast from. Also, we'll have an opportunity to check you out on Facebook. Thank you, Lynette Moore, for joining us so far on Facebook. That's facebook.com/BRLDAlberto Smith. On Instagram, we are broadcasting from time to time on two networks, and that's president.drLarissaD.Smith. Partners, again, with the Brothers of Five Stand, that we're working with those brothers. That's Z-Squad Greenville, 1981. On Tumblr Live, you have at Dr. Low Smith-Brothers. and on TikTok. Thank you. I see those individuals join us on TikTok. Encourage your friends. As a viewer, let your friends know that this is going on. We want to be able to share this information with you. On TikTok, it's this is coming out of New York City. And sometimes the connection in between that, the networks and in the air and the fibers and everything is sometimes a challenge. We're a champion. Let me shout some individuals out who's joining us. I mentioned Lynette Moore. Thank you for joining us and your comment that you also made on Rumpley. Thank you so much. Let me give a shout out to 444 joining us. Lovey White 846. LaShawn. Nancy. Can I say that? Nancy HP70. Preston is joining us. Teresa Fashu. RLM2S3C4. FR with a question mark. Those individuals that are joining us so far, you can see the phone be ringing and everything, but that's how it is. And everybody said, well, you have to put it on do not disturb, but then there are some important calls that come in, and we just try to make sure we don't miss out on our calls. So we have to make sure we do what we need to do, at least have a note on it. Truly, truly, we are champions. Let's start off with focusing on the historical black colleges and university storyline. Before, let's give a shout out to this Sin Carey is joining us as well. Thank you so much for taking time. And I want everybody to make sure when you join, just send a like up. Send me a like or send a heart, whatever you want to see. Well, we need some likes. I can see at the top. All you got to do is press. We'll make sure we get it. But you need to make sure you press the like button so we can see that you are really excited about being here with us. We have Simi Luce joining us. Thank you so much, Simi Luce, as well as Garrett Jordan X, Linda Forel. Is that 10? I'm sorry. Ronald Mackey, 705. Thank you for joining. They said hi. I can say hi back to you. Thank you so much. So look at the historical black colleges and universities storyline. Information out and discuss some various points of it. We're going to start off with the road to Atlanta for the celebration. But for most people that are not sure when we say historical black colleges and universities, you hit it from time to time. It's more sports. Give a shout out to, is that my, it's popping pretty fast now, Beast. Thank you, Martha Baxter. Thank you, Martha, for joining us. It's that FXC-1020, number 11. Thank you for joining. I appreciate all of y'all. I do my best to give you a high, a wave, let you know I appreciate you taking time to be here as we talk. As you know, we was calling back in too. So I want to make sure I take care of that point. And it gives us an opportunity to be set up on the line because truly, truly, the internet is doing this to us. Sometimes we are happy with it. Happy with the opportunity to make the adjustment on the fly. So as I'm talking, I'm giving some highs to those individuals that's calling. And thank you so much. There are others I'm going to get to as we move. We're talking about the road to Atlanta. 2023 football power ranking for week 12. Again, Florida A&M is number one now. North Carolina Central Hill for month after month after month. But now we have Florida A&M now is number one. North Carolina Central was number one, number two. We have Jackson State coming in here ranked at number three. We also have Alabama State University. We give a shout out to Alabama State University because they was in the situation where they were not ranked, but they was ranked, but they was not ranked in the, hold on 1 second, let me get my Rumpley back up. Okay. And they was ranked, but they was ranked 11 or 12, but they had won 5 games in a row. They're going this weekend. They got a mighty challenging game this weekend because Prairie View A&M, they're going to Prairie View A&M to play. And Prairie View A&M University, to win this game, will clinch the West so they can play in the SWAC championship against Jackson State, who already have clinched. So it's no way possible Alabama State can play in a championship. But you can see that Prairie View A&M will be thirsting to win this game. But over there, Alabama State, we will applaud you on the changes and adjustments you made to be in this situation where you can improve your record to 6-3 and possibly, improve your record to 7-3 and possibly win the next game at Thanksgiving would be 8-3. And that's an awesome feat for a second-year coach. Coach Eddie Robinson, we'll call him a game, but not a game, but a group at Alabama State University, old mother dear. Next, we have Prairie View A&M. So we're going to have the matchup of 4-5 out on the prairie in Texas at Prairie View A&M University. Alcorn State ranks number 6. And Alcorn is sitting there as hovering because they have the same record. However, it takes two things. It takes Alabama State to beat Prairie View. And Alcorn must win their game to clinch the West. So we got a good battle going. The East has been decided, which is Florida A&M, but the West is there for the taking. Also, Howard University. As you know, Howard University is a situation. Mississippi Valley Conference, however, they still identify themselves as, which is a historical black college and university, so they can be along with the conference. So they have an opportunity. That's why they ranked in here to go to Atlanta. If Howard University win the game this weekend, Howard would play North Carolina, beat them head-to-head to play Florida A&M in Atlanta. And I tell you, that's going to be an awesome game. North Carolina Central will be an awesome game against Florida A&M. And everybody said, well, you assume that Florida A&M going to win the SWAC. I really feel like they will. They're a strong competitor. They have lost, I think they lost one game. And that was they have been to one of the major colleges in Florida. Next team ranked number 8 is Hampton. Hampton University, another team that play outside of the historical university conference, but always want to be ranked and brought back to the conference. Tennessee State University, and I'll tell you, my bad, I was saying it wrong there. Howard is in the MEAC, but Tennessee State University playing that Missouri Valley Conference, and if they can win, they got a chance to play in this game as well. You have Morgan State ranked number 11. Grambling State ranked number 10. Grambling State ranked number 11. You have Southern hovering because they get ready for on next Saturday. Not this Saturday, next the Bayou Classic down in New Orleans. And they're going to be playing. That's going to be Grambling against Southern. So at the time, it'd be 11 and 12 playing against each other. Next rank, number 13, is Texas Southern University. Number 14, Bethune-Cookman University, Bethune-Cookman College. Alabama A&M University, ranked number 15. Number 16, South Carolina State. Number 17, Norfolk State. Number 18, North Carolina A&T. Number 19, Delaware State. Number 20, Mississippi Valley State. Number 21 is Arkansas Pine Bluff. Give a shout out to the top 21. That's the power range. So as the conference closely comes to the end, a lot of the conference teams are playing their last game this weekend. All itself, the 3 or 4 teams, which would be Alabama State University, taking on next weekend, on next Thursday, Thanksgiving, Tuskegee, which is one of the oldest rivals there are. you can mention, when you say college football, think about Tuskegee and Alabama State. They'll be playing on they call it Turkey Day Classic. Then you'll have Grambling and Southern down in New Orleans, the Bayou Classic, and they're playing. So this is a big weekend right here, especially for Alabama State and for Prairie View, A&M, and Alcorn. Those three teams are the ones can benefit from what happened if one particular team lose, which would be Prairie View lose, Alcorn win, they can benefit. Then you also have the FCS poll, which is that American Football Coaches Association coaches football poll of HBCU football teams. And that's the FCS Championship Subdivision. You have number 14, North Carolina Central, ranked. And number 7 is Florida A&M in the top 25 of the FCS. So truly give a shout out to those teams as they get ready to compete to finish their schedule out, but also Florida A&M compete to win the Black College Championship known as the Celebration Bowl. Truly, we want to look at this situation and say, well, we got awesome things that's going to happen in sport, but we also have to pay some bills. I always tell people we have to pay the bills if we want to continue to do what we're doing. We give a shout out to TriStat LLC, a consulting firm to meet your needs. They're there. You can hire them to come in and help you administrate your grant you have. Make sure you're getting your report in order so you can present to the grantors a up-to-par, a guaranteed report that will excite the grantors and they can re-grant you again. And that's what you want to do. But you got to get with Mr. William Scott. And his number is 334-320-543. That's William Scott with TriStat LLC. So you have to make sure you're ready to make this do what it's supposed to do. See, God has blessed us one more time to come. But we also want to give a shout out to another one of our sponsors. And we're so glad to have L&T Stoneworth Lawn Service. And we want to play their promo.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stoneworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stoneworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stoneworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Here we go. We're starting to spread it around.
Hard work,
hard work. I'm learning my pain.
Hard work,
hard work. It's what they say.
Hard work,
hard work. We're moving on out.
Hard work.
We got to go and do my job.
Hard work, work.
Anthony Stoneworth. You can give him a call at 334-300-7401 or go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stoneworth, and you can direct message him concerning what he can do for you. He's a manicure expert. He has an awesome team. They do some moving of other things you need. But give him a call at that number I just mentioned along with going to Facebook. We also want to give a shout out to several people that are joining us. Thank you so much. And I was trying to give them a wave. This is Five Star Queen, Catherine Austin, Howard, GR, Bunyan, Vike, B2 King, George Campbell, Lulu, Soil Milk, Adam E. Davis, Walter T.T., Fish Sticks, Buzzling, Sabah. Also, we have Branch 647, Inflatable FM. This is Kim Monroe, Mika Adams, Funkadelic 5, P-Chalk 3, Breesha, Turn to God, AC, Scott, Matty, and I'm trying Adam Bridge, April Bridge, Joe, this is like Geraldine, Elon, Kyle, thank you, Jordan, thank you. And it's just thank you for all of y'all taking time. Brother Kenneth Strader is joining us. I remember Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He's our first vice regional director for the southern region, not only just the southern region, the premier southern region. Brother Strader, thank you so much. I was up last weekend up in Athens and watched Georgia versus Ole Miss live time. I really enjoyed the excitement. Didn't get a chance to holler at you, but I was there. Thank you so much, brother, for being a part of it. Let's move forth with our Division II Historical Black Colleges and University Football final rankings. See, this is their final ranking. You have number one and also Division II Historical Black Colleges Football Champion for 2023, Benedict College Tigers. Congratulations to each and every one of you all for really doing an awesome job. And we just like to keep things in place. See, we want to play this right here because this is important to us, so we want to blow the whistle. We want to blow the whistle. We're not on the right to the music, but we want to play it. Give a shout out to Benedict College. Yeah. I go on and on. Can't understand how it lasts so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made a calculator to make movies. Nah. I just want to give a shout out to Benedict College. I played, they blew the whistle. They jumped on everybody all season and made it happen. Ranked number two is Virginia Union. They're at 10-1. Virginia Union, very successful. CIAA. We also have Fayetteville State out of the CIAA, and they're 8-3. Virginia State, they rank number four. They are the CIAA, and they're ranked number four. Albany State, who was 6-4 out of the SIAC, and Benedict is from the SIAC. So the SIAC out of the two conferences won the Black College National Championship. Then we have at number seven, Miles College, which is out of the SIAC. And number eight, number seven is Tuskegee. Number six is Miles College. Number eight is Allen College. You know, Allen just joined, but they're in there striving. They're 7-3, had a good season. Number nine, Johnson C. Smith. They're going to be playing in the first ever Florida Beach Bowl between the CIAA and SIAC down in Fort Lauderdale. Check them out in a couple weeks. I think it's the first weekend in December. And Johnson C. Smith will represent the CIAA. And then you also have, if I'm not mistaken, Fort Valley State will be representing the SIAC. So we truly, truly want to make sure but Fort Valley is number 10 with a 7-3 record. For the year, give a shout out to Coach is Channis Berry. 11-0 season. Second consecutive season to win the conference championship. And they go undefeated in the regular season. That's 22-0, people. But they soon will get a chance in the playoff. Yes. Give a shout out to my biological sister and my soror of the blue and white family, Yvette Smith. Thank you so much, Wendy. I see, say hello, big brother. Hello, my sister. She's the youngest one of the bunch. We're so glad to have you all here joining us. Thank you so much. Thank you for the comment. So truly, that's what we have to look at and look forward to coming up. You have the Florida Beach Bowl that's going to be down in Fort Lauderdale between Johnson C. Smith and Fort Valley. I believe the two are going to be competing in that. Johnson C. Smith, Golden Bulls is 7-3, CIAA, and you have Fort Valley from the SIHC 7-3. This is the first bowl, first inaugural event they're going to have called the Florida Beach Bowl. It's on the, it's 7-13 in Fort Lauderdale. Truly exciting. Let's move to discuss week 11 results in the historical black college and university football conferences. Prairie View outlasted Southern 27-21. Texas Southern kind of took advantage of Alcorn. Now, Alcorn was leading the conference on the west side. They lost to Texas Southern 44-10. Number one, North Carolina Central, I mentioned this already, scored 20. But Howard University, to clinch more or less that conference to represent the MEAC in Atlanta against, been ranked number one all season, 50-20. And some upcoming games coming this week. You can check the Historical Black College and University Football Conference game. You have number 10, Morgan State, taking on Howard, number 7. Howard win this game this weekend. They're clinched to be in that championship game. Delaware State, ranked number 19, taking on number 2, Central State. North Carolina Central. Although I want to say Central State. They're part of the SIAC. You have number 5, Alabama State University. Going to be grinding, trying to make it do. I'm going to flip-flop it. It's Alabama State, number 4, and number 5 is Prairie View. Number 6 is Alcorn. They'll be taking on number 3, Jackson State. And you know that's going to be a battle. That's the battle of the Mississippi schools right there. So they're going to make it do what they do. And last game, must see, is Bethune-Cookman out of Daytona Beach. We'll be taking on number 1, Florida A&M. In that, we'll say Florida Classic. And it's going to be a classic. It's going to be about between the two D1AA schools, or FCS schools, Bethune-Cookman and Florida A&M. Look to be an awesome weekend. We want to give a shout-out to another one of our sponsors, because we have to continue to make sure we give each and every one of those individuals, because it's important that we do that. But I also want to let you know that when I'm playing this music, I'm just trying to keep it going. See, this song I particularly think is very nice to be able to play. So what we want to do, we want to give a shout-out to the first segment by playing this song that will come with our promo for our business supporters and sponsors.
300 months, I made 16 albums, me on the front, and they bump. When you get your beats, I heard 93 rappers say stuff like me. They ain't gonna tell you. You still don't tell it, every time you see me in. Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court, can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Go to them. Go to them. Go to them. Go to them. Where you get that brown fire, my spit on, let's set.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by. 261 West 8 Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on, guys. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. And it's a shout-out because there's a blue and white family co-owners of that. And it's going to help some of the, I say, one of the best Southern fried food menu and meals you can actually. We want to give a shout-out to Brother Marvin Lala Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, and his wife, Sara Katrina Roper. Excited to have those two, blue and white family. Matter of fact, his daughter is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Montgomery, which is at the Zeta chapter. Their son is in Georgia. That's the brother Tay. And also his wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's a blue and white family. But they are located on 261 Highway 106 West, Georgia, Mary Ruth Restaurant. Give them a call. You can get either Marvin or Sarah Katrina Roper Smith a call at 334-549-0950. Give them a call. See what their menu is all about. See, can you pick it up? And you have to be ready because this is important. We're talking about sports, so we move to our coach corner. I want to play this because this is really truly, thank you. There's some other people joining. I want to give them a shout out. As soon as it popped up, we got Carter 805. You have a user down. You have FUCK. I won't repeat it, but they have it down there if they want to be identified. Trey Boyd, thank you so much. Ian joining us. Thank you, Ian. Jadon Alonzo. That's what was said by those historical black colleges and universities. We're ready for y'all. So we truly, truly want to give them a shout out and say thank you so much for being ready and providing us with some awesome, awesome season that we're seeing some football played at the highest level. So truly, truly, we thank you. Now let's move to the coach's corner. We're going to discuss, and it's always important that I take time to kind of pull this out because these polls are very important, and we want to make sure we talk about it so you give them a chance to pull out. This is the ranking, but it's truly tied in. You got the college football playoff ranking tied in for week 12, the top 25, and there's been a flip-flop at the top. Georgia played awesome in the four competitive games. They feel like they had to raise it up to another level. In Missouri game was one of them, and then it came back as I sit up and witness them literally destroy Ole Miss. Truly, I'm telling you, Ole Miss was in the game 14-14 in the first quarter, and Georgia ran off from that point, ran off 38 points, and Ole Miss had three. So give a shout out to Georgia to vaulting from 2 to 1 in the college football playoff ranking, 12. We also have Ohio State who dropped from 1 to 2. Number 3 is Michigan. Number 4 is Florida State. Number 5 is Washington. Number six is Oregon. Number seven is Texas. Number eight is Alabama. Number nine is Missouri. Number 10 is Louisville. And number 11 coming is Oregon State, which will be a game for Washington this weekend. And also for Florida State, who will be possibly representing the top two, one of the top teams, which is the top team, they rank number four, will be taking on number 10, Louisville, in the championship of the ACC. Then you have Georgia and that will be competing for the SEC championship in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So I truly tell y'all it's going to be somewhere. We'll say 2 weeks, so we'll count this already one weekend. Then next weekend and the following weekend, they'll be playing up in Atlanta to decide who will really go to the college football playoff. There's a lot of talk, and a lot of the talk is saying, let me tell you what they're saying so you'll know what they're talking about. They're literally saying that if someone will beat Georgia, they're in. Georgia's in. But then everybody says someone's going to be pushed out because it's Florida State. Is undefeated. Washington is undefeated. And you remember now, Washington have three or four major wins as well now. So that puts them in a situation. So that's what we were in. Oh, the drama, the chaos is coming because it will be coming. It will not stay the same. You can't have those five teams locked in and boxing out the other teams. But I'm telling you, some chaos is coming. So we truly, truly want to commend each and every one of those teams. I didn't go for all 25 of them, but those are the teams that are competing in this right now. Teams. We have nine teams, possibly playoff situation. And it's only four spots, truly four spots. So you have to make sure you be ready to play. You got to be ready. Like the song said, we ready. You have to be ready. Let's talk about some games that was must-see the last weekend. I mentioned already Georgia, number two at the time. Now they're number one, 52. Ole Miss, who was ranked number nine, 17. Number three, Michigan, 24. Coach Hartball, who's been suspended for what they say, more or less, unsportsmanship, recruiting, stealing signs, they would say. It's all an accusation. I'm only repeating what has been said already. We have Michigan 24, ranked number 3, and number 10, Penn State 15. Washington 35 was ranked number 5. Utah, who ranked number 18, is 28. Alabama, ranked number 8, was 49. Kentucky, who was not ranked, 21, but it clinched the Western SEC West Championship. By Alabama, so they could play against Georgia in a championship game. The game everybody wanted to see for the last 2 years, because 2 years, how the response is going to be, because last year, LSU beat Alabama to go and play with two losses against Georgia. Number 17, Tennessee, went to Missouri and just did not come out very well. The final score, Missouri, who was number 12, Tennessee was 17, 36-7. Top performers for week 11, you have the University of Alabama, Jalen Milroe. He set a record for quarterback ever at Alabama, 6 touchdowns in one game. He had 3 rushing touchdowns, 3 passing touchdowns. Number one now, rolled over Ole Miss, and I saw that in person. They literally rolled over Ole Miss. University of Oregon quarterback. These are top performers. Bo Nix, who was in the race for the Heisman, passed 412 yards with 4 touchdowns in their win this past weekend. So we give a shout out to each and every one of those high performers. Now, let's talk about the projected top 6 Heisman candidates. You have at the University of Washington quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. It's been flip-flop. Everybody got their opinion. Numbers say that we have coming at number 2, possibly as a projected Heisman candidate, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. We had an awesome weekend this past week in Florida. Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison, another game when he is had catches over 146 yards. Florida State Jordan quarterback Travis, Jordan Travis, had an awesome weekend. So he's in the the hunt for the Heisman. Oregon Bo Nix mentioned his number for last weekend, but because of his number's been like that, even after they lost to Washington. So those are the five that's mentioned. There are some sleepers who can have some great performance, but they're going to be rough this weekend because very few teams are playing major opponents this weekend. You have Carson Beck from the University of Georgia being mentioned. You have Jalen Nero from the University of Alabama mentioned in that top 10 run. So truly you see those individuals and you see how they're going to be able to compete at the end. These must-see weekend, the must-see college football games this weekend will be number one Georgia taking on number 18 Tennessee up there in Knoxville. Number 22 Utah will be taking on number 17 Arizona, who are ascending every day. Number 3 Michigan will be taking on Maryland. Number 10 Louisville will be taking on Miami down in Miami Gardens. Number 5 Washington will be going to Oregon State. Number 11, that could be the game. Washington won't. You got to consider them ball team because their schedule, they're getting more power wins when they're continuing to win like they are. You have number 8, Alabama, hosting Chattanooga. Texas going to Iowa State. Some people say that's possibly going to be a lot of trouble for them. Those are the must-see games. So make sure you put yourself in a position so you get a chance to see those games and see exactly what's going in the seat. You got to support the schools, support the players, because truly those players are willing to give all. And the next thing we want to do, we want to focus in the next segment, our high school storyline. We're going to look at some rankings of the high school and middle school students, athletics, student active athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Truly, before we do, we want to play another ad. Another one of our sponsors, because it's important that we do this because they don't want to pay no bills if you don't take time to do what they ask you to do. And I'm excited about them wanting us to be a part of what they're doing. So truly, let's find out next. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scent in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
The team at Soap Gems for Jackson from Jackson and Grace. Truly, we thank you for want to be a part of this. There are several people that's been, I got to give them a shout out. I know we're down about 6 minutes, and I have to give them because they're here, and they want to get their name readily shouted out. So it's quite a few because we had about 50 to 60 to add, I'm only going to get as many as I can. Right now, let's give a shout out to Blaze Goofman, K. Coles. Also, you have random user Marilyn Karan, Mama, Mid Circle 94 joining us. You have Brittany Ware, thank you. Iceland 4545. You have Jerry Avery. I'm saying Jerry Harris. Thank you so much. Kendra Baiju. Thank you. Lisa Harris 237. Thomas Horn 949. E.N. Kim, thank you so much. This is Hayes with the Blue Heart. Remember, I'm going to say, she remembers the Blue White family. Janine Orr, Sandra, Michelle Mattel, Jennifer Prado, thank you so much. Paulette Cole, S. Williams 556, Angelina, thank you so much. Lydia, thank you. Felicia Carter 9. Mary joining us. We always have Vicky Ivy. Thank you. And a user, Alicia Bender 3091. Ron at 7618. Paulette Morris. Candice Phillip. Thank you. I am Ethan. Sarah Forrest. Thank you so much. Sonetta Dash Asian, Selena _ Diamond Mars. Those joining us, some others, I'm giving them a shout out. Some of those joining us, 405, Sparkle Fields, Decode 69, Factory in 34, it's like Capulcus Savadlis. Thank you so much for joining us. Those are some of them joining on the other site. And we want to move forward from looking at our high school, because we're going to really run down our polls dealing with our high school. And I'm going to go back, and I want to put this again because it's important. This is a high school chant. Some young girls decide to come in. It's a hype chant for them. And we're going to let you know before we get started with our next segment. We're ready. Let's do some high school rankings. We're going to go through several states, the top five. Starting with the state of Alabama, we have Central Phoenix City ranked number one, Clay of Chalkville ranked number two, Thompson ranked number three, we have Salem ranked number four, and number five is Vestavia Hill ranked number five in the state of Alabama, the top five. Arkansas, the top five. Greenwood High School, Parkview, Fayetteville ranked number three, number four, Bryant, number six, Conway, in the great state of Florida, the Florida High School Athletic Association, you have IMG Academy, you have Chaminade Madonna, thank you, St. Thomas Aquinas, you have Coco joining us, American Heritage, and New Orleans out of Miami. In the state of Georgia, Colquitt County, Thomas County Central ranked number two. Mills Creek ranked number three. Number four, Walton High School. Number five, Carrollton High School. Number six, you have Beaufort High School. Louisiana, the great state of Louisiana, Edna Carr ranked number one. St. Thomas More, ranked number two. John Curtis, ranked number three. Lafayette Christian Academy, ranked number four. Thunders, ranked number five. In the great state of Mississippi, Oak Grove, ranked number one. Brandon, ranked number two. Tupelo is ranked number three. West Jones, ranked number four. Louisville, ranked number five. And Starkville, ranked number six. And in the great state of South Carolina, we have Northwestern, ranked number one. White Knox, ranked number two. Irmo, ranked number three. Dutch Fort, ranked number four. South Florence, ranked number five. And James L. Byrne's is ranked number six in the great state of Tennessee. Last but not least, McCauley is ranked number one. Baylor High School is ranked number two. Bradley Central is ranked number three. Germantown is ranked number four. And West High School is ranked number six. I tell you, it's been awesome coming before you. God has blessed us one more time. And it's good to be here before you. And as we get ready to shirt a couple of these things down, because we're going to be going off the air anyway, we're going to end that one right there. If we have it, we want to give a shout-out to the many others that's joined us. Being good. I tell you, see, we're here to have some fun. We're here to share some things with you. And hopefully we share enough with you about the historical black colleges and university storyline, the coach's corner, the high school storyline. We just want you to be ready for the weekend. We want you to put your meat in the seat. Enjoy yourself, because you are a champion. You're supporting the young people, supporting the schools, supporting the community. So keep on doing what you're doing. We really appreciate everybody joining us, and we do as much as we can to give you a shout-out. We have Gloria Chapman, number one, joining us. We have Sexy Red joining us. We have quite a few now. We have Sean Esco joining us. You also have that is Margie Chambers, Yvonne joining us, Denise Thompson, Ava, Dark Humor joining us. You have Amos Fiction joining us. Thank you so much. And you have FR with the question mark. Those are all the individuals joining us. Thank you so much. Give a shout out to Lynette Moore for joining us, along with Brother Kenny Strotter. Join us, and Sarah Yvette Smith, thank you for joining us and taking time, and all the others. It's been awesome coming before you today. I want to tell you truly from my heart, I love you. See, I do. I do love you, and thank you for taking time. See, we couldn't do this without you. It's nowhere in the world we can do the things that we want to do. But as we get ready to close out our show, we want to give a shout out to our co-host. Our shows, especially when our 1 o'clock Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, we focus on supporting more impactful men. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated supports us on that. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, there with us, and they help get the listeners to make sure to listen to that, listen to it. The parents making sure the word is out, but the whole definitely has to be played. If it's played last, it's because it's the best. Let's play the promo for Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama.
This is Needy B.
Here we go again. Here we go. Get on Field USA.
It's a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Thank you.
We're going to give Factoring 34 a shout out. And well, that's it. M. Fossil, give you a shout out. Unlimited funds. Thank you. And we want that to always be unlimited funds. Thank you. So as we get ready to close out, I want to play this song. We don't own the rights to this song, but we want to play this song because it's important. It's one of the songs we really think relate to what we're doing. It's to blow the whistle in sport.
I love you.